of the Deep South have never been classified as a ghetto or a slum, and even though many of us have at one time or another nearly starved to death, the closest we ever came to being classified is as poor white folks out of work. And since our skin pigment causes us to have to donate several pints of blood just to get a welfare check, we are really excited over this. We at last have the distinguished honor of being members of a committee to raise $50 million to be used for placing a statue of a certain president in the National Hall of Fame in Washington, D.C. Now, this committee was in quite a quandary about selecting the proper location for the statue. It was thought not wise to place it beside that of George Washington, who never told a lie, nor beside that of another president who never told the truth, since this one never could tell the difference. After careful consideration, we think it should be placed beside the statue of Christopher Columbus, the greatest New Dealer of them all, in that he started out not knowing where he was going, and on arriving, didn't know where he was, and in returning, didn't know where he had been. And he did it all on borrowed money. The inscription on the statue will read, "I pledge to so-and-so and to the national debt for which he stands. One man, expendable, with graft and corruption for all." Many years ago, Noah built an ark and floated for 40 days. This man floated so many loans, we won't be through paying for 40 years. You remember the story about Jonah, who was swallowed by a whale and was returned by the Lord? This man swallowed us like a whale and had his eye on the Lord. Now, if you're one of these citizens who has any money left after paying taxes, we'll expect a generous contribution from you from this worthwhile project. We remain yours truly, just poor white folks.